Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I'm talking today about, do you use VideoPress for WordPress websites to display in your content? Now, I read somewhere that having a video embedded on your website could potentially slow it down because the video files are so big and so forth. So I read that and I developed a tweak, okay? And not all of this is free. If you go to the Guy R. Cook Report, .podbean.com. I've got a Google document in there that's chapter and verse spells it out. I'm going to go through that real quick. So I use VidIQ Pro, and that goes back to a post that Eileen Smith had a long time ago. And the tool shows you a thumbnail of the video. And so then I click on that thumbnail, save it, and then once it's saved, I upload it to Canva, which is a graphics tool. If you haven't heard about Canva.com, and take a look. Anyway, the custom size that Canva allows is to enter in 1200 by 630, and that's the size I use for Facebook posts, right? And so I use that for WordPress embeds. So I upload that image, like I said. And then one of the elements available in Canva is that little red play button that YouTube uses. So I layer that. And then once I've got the finished done deal image, put it back into the folder where I want to use it. And then I go to Convertio.co. And that link is in the Google document I talked about. And then upload that image, convert it to a WEBP to keep the size down. So now I've got the smallest size of that image available on the WordPress content. So then I used the guyrcook.com, where the contact form is. And in that WordPress post, I select Add Media, and then Bazinga, I put that media image into the post, right? And then I link that image to the YouTube content. So YouTube basically holds the reins of hosting the content, the video, but I've got the anchor on my WordPress site just as an image, which goes boogity quick. Now, if that went too fast for you, like I said, on the Google document is all the links for all the content tools. And there's a way to get in touch with me if you've got questions. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on youtube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes. It's a wrap.